Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild night across much of Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying a gentle breeze, while Jerusalem remains clear, perfect for a quiet evening walk. In Haifa, the cool air is settling in, making it a calm night for residents. Here are today's headlines. First, Hamas holds a mass funeral for 112 people killed in an apparent IDF strike at the start of the Gaza war. This comes from the Times of Israel, reported earlier today. Also, Netanyahu states that Israel will not withdraw from Gaza lines until Hamas fully disarms. Ynet covered this story earlier today. Also this hour, reports of positive momentum in peace talks with Lebanon. Israel Hayom Hebrew reports a demand in Beirut for an expansion of pilot areas. Separately, there is a call for Israel to recognize the Yazidi genocide. This is according to I-24 News. Coming in now. And finally, director Rachel Israel brings comic relief to Jewish trauma with her latest films. The Jewish Telegraphic Agency shared this in the last few minutes. Here's what people are saying online. I24N, EWS English, posted earlier today about the conclusion of the first day of Rome talks between Lebanon and Israel, with a second session scheduled for Wednesday. A user known as Not a Good Jewish Girl expressed frustration with those prioritizing luxury over safety, posting just minutes ago. Belaz News reported 20 minutes ago that Senator John Kennedy urges the U.S. Senate to stay through recess, warning of public disappointment if work remains unfinished. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the mass funeral in Gaza. The Times of Israel reports that this burial comes after a prolonged effort to retrieve victims from the rubble. The IDF faces increased pressure to adjust its policies in Gaza. This may impact the military's operational decisions in the region. Turning to the statement from Prime Minister Netanyahu, Ynet reports that Israel rejected a proposal from the Trump administration. Netanyahu insists on disarmament of Hamas as a condition for withdrawing from Gaza. This stance could prolong the conflict and negotiations. Meanwhile, peace talks with Lebanon show signs of progress. According to Israel Hayom Hebrew, discussions in Washington suggest a historic agreement is within reach. However, Lebanon's demand for expanded areas remains a sticking point. Success in these talks could enhance stability in the region. In another development, I-24 News highlights calls for Israel to recognize the Yazidi genocide. The recognition could strengthen ties between Israel and Yazidi communities. It also aligns with Israel's broader human rights agenda. Finally, Rachel Israel's films, The Floaters and Influenced, offer a fresh take on Jewish identity. The Jewish Telegraphic Agency notes these works use humor to explore complex themes. This approach could resonate with audiences seeking both entertainment and reflection. Turning to business and markets. First, Wix beats expectations as its AI platform Base44 drives a 15% revenue growth in Q2. Ynet Business reports on the company's expansion and financial success. Separately, Mariv Business discusses a major infrastructure project connecting Harish and surrounding areas to Israel's rail network. This transformation aims to boost regional connectivity. And finally, CTech reports on Israel's investment in a hydrogen valley in the Negev. While promising, critics warn of potential inefficiencies and challenges in transitioning to hydrogen as a fuel source. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.